going in my ass. I play the game to win my ass. Hey, ball to the bottom. Try to get it out, bro. When it come to grind, you can't say I don't. Been getting shine since the day I was born. And I set this bitch down in the day I was born. Yeah, say I won't. And I'ma look at you and I'ma say I do. Look, the flow sharper than the gators too. I'm in the booth serving heat, no gators, boom. Tiny, different color diamonds. Slab on the road in the six more behind you. Climbing, sipping on the finest. And the chicks in beside him is feeling just feeling behind me. Make it to the top, why? I won't. Get it on lock, boy. I'm going in my head. I play the game to win my head. Hey, sell one. To the bottom. Sell one. Try to get it out, bro.
Say I won't.
New J's out the shoebox.
Man. That was that, Hold on. Let me bring it back. This is that propane farm clock stand up. This bitch young artist. Alright, let's cut that back down. Welcome to the show, y'all. Beating the Block podcast, beatingtheblock.com. You can check us out at the website. Catch us on iTunes. Just search for Beating the Block. You know, it is what it is. Spence, you up in here? What's up, baby?
What's happening?
Oh, we got you. Very excited. New show. I know y'all noticed there might have been a delay in the show. Small delay. Just a little delay. We was moving to the new studio. We finally here. Yes, sir. Hold on. I gotta do that louder. There we go. I might need to increase all my sound effect sounds. I don't know, but we back in full effect. We in the new studio. I done made a man cave now. Yes, sir. Let me get the articles together, get everything situated. How you been doing, Spence? You been doing all right, man?
Yeah, I've been doing good. How about yourself?
Doing great, man. Just doing me. You know.
Yeah. That's always a good thing.
Yep. I was looking for a new spot to record, man. It was too many distractions in the living room, so that's why I was making it. I was making a good effort to move to the back room, the new man cave, the studio.
Yes,
I don't even have a name for it yet. I want like a nickname for it.
You know, we gonna come up with one. Maybe our listeners could help us out with that.
Yeah, please. We back in full effect, y'all. So go and check out the website. Check out the forums. Check out everything. Donate to the show. All that. We back. And the first thing I did, I cleaned up the back room. Made room for the studio. I set up my laptop. You know what I'm saying? Jerked off a little bit. And took a nap.
I feel you.
I planted my flag.
Yeah, boy, that's stupid.
Yeah. Next thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna decorate it with paintings and semen or both. I don't know yet. It's my motherfucking man cave. I do what I want.
Damn.
I seen some man cave accessories on websites. Man, they got like pool tables, ping pong, dartboards and shit. I'm thinking about getting a dartboard for here.
You don't need no dartboard, man. Put one of them Frigidaires back there and keep it stocked. That's what you do. The pool table.
Oh, kegerator.
Yeah, that's live too.
Yes, sir. We're going to start right in. My people on Twitter know, the people that follow me, that's twitter.com/cybersoldier, CYMER. SOULJA. They know the strip club adventure that we had, man, because I tweeted a little bit. I ain't had time, though. It was just like OMG, giggity, 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 giggity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But For the listeners that don't know, me and Spencer was forced to go to a strip club for a bachelor party. I mean, I didn't want to go, but once I got there, I was like, okay, I guess I'll see this ass. You
know, okay, you could call it forced all you want. I'm not going to lie to the people. And I'm going to give it that day.
All right, but like I said, I always go to the strip club and I spend more than I plan on spending, man. I wanted to see the right cheek, left cheek dance, man. I was doing research, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I should have got a tax deductible for that.
That was a business expense. We had to take out a new talent.
For real, man. And the thing about strippers, I know that they nasty. But man, they clothes, man. The lace, the heels. Oh. I mean, outside, I was at the cool. Inside, I was like, show me your titties.
Yeah, yeah.
For real.
Hold on, wait a minute. All right. Boy, I say, yeah.
Spencer taking a break.
No break. I'm still here.
Oh, well, they had this old man at the register, man. I ain't used to that shit. I'm used to the stripper greet me when I come in the door. They got Pimpin' Ken Sr. in that motherfucker.
Yeah, that was a little disturbing.
Yeah, but I can kind of understand them not wanting the women to count the money.
They may come up short, huh?
Probably did come up short.
Had to change up their routine.
For real. We just want to switch gears. Spencer, we had the Top Dog of the Week segment last week, but this week you said you had a Dumbass of the Week.
Yeah, I got a Dumbass of the Week, man. Look here, it's like this. Now, golf is supposed to be a gentleman's game played by the highest level of gentlemen, right?
Word.
So, why in the blue hell would you get pulled over for drunk driving and take a swig of whiskey right there in front of the state trooper?
Who?
Angel Cabrera.
Angel Cabrera?
Yeah, you close. That's close enough.
Him. What'd he do?
He took a swig of whiskey in front of the cop.
While
the cop was pulling him over for drunk driving.
That's bad business.
That's bad business. But wait a minute. It gets worse. Then he gonna ask the cop after he took the swig, do you know who the hell I am?
Oh.
Yeah, he hit him with that. I hit him over the head with that one.
So did they promptly take his ass to jail or what?
Yes, sir. He had to spend a good night in there.
Yeah, we know who you is, man. Get in the car.
Yeah.
We really gonna know who you is once we take your fingerprints, sir. Watch your head. Watch your head. You know how they do that? Watch your head.
Yeah.
Messed up. We're going to switch gears, man. Keep it moving. Michael Vick was our top dog a couple of weeks ago, speaking of which. And nothing bad on him. He was supposed to be on Oprah this past week, but he canceled. He cited personal reasons for canceling, which I think it's a good look, though. I mean, I'm glad he ain't going there and let Oprah pimp him out. You know what I'm saying? Because Oprah will do that, man. She'll go on there and she won't concentrate on his super on his play. She want to concentrate on the dirt. You know what I'm saying?
And they say she
was finna bring, like, animal rights activists on there. And you know she finna go on there and try to make him cry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that we had a bet going on. We said, Vic, the only way Vic get his full redemption is he go on Oprah and cry. He had to cry.
Man, you know Oprah, saying? Man.
Yeah, that's Oprah. But, you know, okay, in the sports world, you know, all that the whole nine about, you know what I'm saying, that whole dog act, it's pretty much forgotten in the sports world.
But
yeah, came out and played this year.
Okay, but she want to bring it back up.
Yeah. If he'd have went on there, it'd have been opening up a sore wound. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, I'm with you. I side with you on this one for once in my life. It was a good look for him not to go.
I forgot my, I ain't even put the drum roll on here. I had all day to do it, too. I'm getting adjusted in here. Because I was going to do, like, the drum roll after every reason for the top five reasons that I'm about to do. That, these are the top five reasons that Michael Vick canceled Oprah. So I'm going to do my own thing. Number five. He got jumped by Jets fans. Everybody know Jets fans is the craziest in the world. And the Eagles and motherfucking Jets do not get along. That was the first thing I thought. I thought he got attacked. You know what I'm saying? By somebody. I ain't know. Number four. Oprah was only offering free Kias that day, man. You know, Mike Vick riding.
Yeah.
He
don't
wanna
want
to ride
no
Chrysler,
man.
Chrysler 300, man. They good on gas, though. Go ahead.
Well, I say, just because the Optima look a little bit better, that don't mean he won't want one.
That Kia Optima is kind of nice, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Number three. Instead, he went on Monique's show because she had the better offer. Well, you know, you got to go on BET and represent.
Yeah.
Monique just talked too loud for me, man. I can't watch her show.
Well, shit, how you
yes,
feel about
baby.
Oprah? Oprah more annoying to me than Monique, because Oprah want to holler, it's Michael Vick.
You know what I'm saying? I told you before, man. Oprah, man. Oprah.
If you ain't know your
Gil
name
King,
when you go on our show, you will.
Phil, whatever his name is, all of them.
Yeah.
But now, I just feel like Oprah pulled him on there to talk about the drama, because that's what sells. And he's trying to get past that. And I think what happened was that he was down for it, but the Eagles franchise was like, nah, man.
Yeah.
Or it could be reason number two. He had to see his parole officer that day, man. You know, he got to check in.
Yeah.
And the number one reason Mike Vick canceled his Oprah performance was the dog show was this week too, man. You got to think about that shit.
Ah, that's messed up.
You got the dog show, and then they're going to put Mike Vick on there. That's a bad look. It's a bad look.
Yeah, well, you know. Oprah says she got to make that money, man.
Nigga, if Oprah pay me enough, nigga, I'll smash.
I don't know, man. I don't know about that one.
She a billionaire, man. You wouldn't suck her toe?
Yeah. But how much, you know. Okay, I'm looking at it like this here. Then you may be ruined for life. You feel me?
Yeah, that's true, nigga. You break up with Oprah, nigga. Your ass, she can have your ass deaded.
You ruined for life.
Can't work nowhere, nigga. She can make a call to McDonald's. Hey, your ass.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm finna jump off topic for a second. I just seen something on TV. Now, I ain't an AT&T fan, right? I am not an AT&T fan. Why they got this little thing where you could connect your iPhone to the laptop, in the back of the laptop, and do all your business proposals and everything like that, and it automatically switched to your iPhone.
That's the iPhone? I thought that was like the Atrix 4G or something.
Basically, whatever.
They're going to have it to where you can plug it up to your laptop, and then they can kind of sync together.
Yeah. Man, but they serve is crappy.
Yeah, it is. Ain't no used to having all that connectivity without a signal. And the thing is, too, Verizon ain't no better. That's what's killing them, man. And they charging all that money, and people want to be hotty-totty and pay for iPhone just for the name. The brand name speak volumes. I can't even lie.
Yeah.
You get a good brand. Shit, I'm trying to promote our brand.
You know?
But my so top dog is... Right? Top dog is still Android to me.
Yeah, Android a beast, man. It is, you know, Android a beast.
Yep. Moving on. Lil Kim is coming out with a diss mixtape for Nicki Minaj. Apparently, she's got problems with her for stealing her career. Copping her style, I guess. Stealing her swag. You see how I do it, white? Stealing her swag.
Yeah, they look damn near alike. If you just look at them side by side, you would think they was related.
True. I don't care for either one of them personally. I mean, I can dig Nicki Minaj only so much. Cause I don't get into the whole fake ass and kind of plastic kind of look on a female. That shit don't attract me. But I'm not looking at it just like that either. I'm talking about as a performer, as a rapper, she's got a lot to prove. Cause I mean, right now to me, she riding off Lil Wayne coattail, and you know, I haven't seen anything that really impressed me. So I don't why I don't even know why Lil Kim is just. Well, I can kind of see because she's getting that exposure that Kim is not. But shit, Kim had that exposure all in the 90s, man. Come on, give it up. She's done.
But let me ask you this here about Nicki Minaj. I don't know if you remember, but you remember they had that like female hip hop show and they all was battling for contracts. Wasn't she on there? But she was under a different name.
Who?
Nicki Minaj. I want to say she was on there, but she was under a different name, man, and she sucked. She wasn't good.
I don't know.
The same chick was on there that sung that song, My Neck, My Back.
Oh, Kia?
Yeah.
Oh, so she was like on one of them MTV shows?
I think so, man. No, I want to say
really?
That was her. I don't know.
Look it up. We got to do the research for next show, man.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up and see, man, because I want to say she was on there.
But I could see Lil' Kim being a hater from over here, man. That's that crab in the bucket mentality. She had her time, man. She need to shut the fuck up and sit down somewhere.
But you know, in the industry, that's how it is, man. You when you hot, you're hot, but when you're not, man, you want that hotness again.
Then she gonna drop a mixtape called Black Friday. Bitch, this is February. This ain't November. Man.
Yeah. You know.
They never want each other to win, fool. Ever.
You already know.
Plus, Nicki and Eminem eat their ass in that Dungeon Dragon song. I don't know the name of it. Roman's Revenge, yeah. I thought the conversation was done.
I guess not, huh?
We ain't finna harp too long on this subject. Lil Kim, stop it. Suck some more industry dick. Oh, go ahead. You got something to say, Spencer?
Nah, I just said it's over.
It's over. Suck some more industry dick. Get you a fucking settled place. And just chill. Settle down. Stop it.
Shop closed.
Shop is fucking closed. You heard, Spence. Moving on. Houston's legendary rap group, the Ghetto Boys, has been having some issues. First, Willie D gets arrested for mail fraud. Now Scarface apparently is locked up. I didn't believe this when I seen it. But according to our source, apparently Scarface has been locked up since October 2010. Why the fuck did nobody tell me this?
Because, man, they're trying to keep it on the low.
For child support payments.
Yeah, all that money the boy done made, man.
Right? See, that's that shit I don't get, man. But see, that show you Jay Prince a shady motherfucker. Scarface made Rap A Lot record. He can't send him no bread. My mind man. Playing tricks on me. See what I did right there?
Yeah, I feel that.
But that's crazy. But the thing is, I followed him recently on Twitter. And I don't know how these niggas be doing it, but niggas starting to tweet from jail now.
Religious. Yeah, you know, they smuggling phones, man. Ain't going to say where they smuggling them at, but, you know, they getting them phones in. They getting it in.
Well, shit, I did that shit when I was in the county. I got to put it out there. I smuggled that shit in my shoe. I broke the phone apart, smuggled it in my shoe, and took it in there. And I was only in there a couple of days for some tickets and shit, but nigga, I had all the juice and motherfucking sandwiches I could eat.
Yeah.
I had half a battery when I went in there, man. I rode that motherfucker out. I'm the niggas like, hey, Playboy, I heard you got a phone. Yeah, man, what you got over there on your tray? You gonna eat that cornbread?
Gonna eat that cornbread.
Hell yeah.
Claude?
I tell you what, he ain't take my cornbread. I wish I had a motherfucking clip to play. But, we finna take a break. We at the 25, close to it, I don't know. But we finna take a break real quick. I'm finna play y'all a major fail. This is another fail. This is a fail show. We discussing failures. Nah, we just gonna have Miss Parker. Why Miss Parker? Why? She ruined the image, man.
Yeah.
Alright, I gotta pee. I'll be back.
Hey, go ahead, Terry. I need this money, Terry.
The wall with you. Daddy,
you can do it. You're about to
get an
ass,
Larry.
Hi,
Miss
Parker.
Hi, boys. I told you all
to
call me Mrs. Red.
You gonna let me?
Hey, bro. Nah. Nah, that's my mom, for real.
What'd you say, honey?
Hey, you guys, we'll be right back. Now, you boys behave yourselves, okay?
Damn! When you gonna let me hit that?
Yeah, so apparently Mr. Parker still ain't hitting that right, man.
That's kind of messed up.
Yeah, so apparently Miss Parker's son is using her fame from the movie to launch a low-budget rap video. And I mean low fucking budget, man.
What happened?
So she comes in the room, and I'm going to put the video on the website. She comes in the room. Everybody, like y'all heard, say hi, Miss Parker. And she said hi, and the dude, her son, is right there in the group. And the dude asks his mama right in front of him, "When you gonna let me fuck, Miss Parker?" You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fail, man. Nigga, I'd have hit him in the head with a brick like Craig did Debo, fool.
For real, huh?
I'd be like, that's my bike, punk. I mean, that's my mama, punk.
Just smashed that boy.
Smashed him. Man, I just hope we don't see Miss Parker on the pole, man. Under that name. That'd be fucked up.
It would, but you telling me you ain't gonna go see her?
I probably do, you know, just to say I did it. Just to say I did it.
Okay, then.
For real.
As long as you got that understanding.
Let's switch gears. OJ gets juiced in jail, Lord. I thought we was done with OJ for a while, man. For at least 2 to 5.
Nah. OJ say he got to get his name out there.
This week, it was reported OJ got beat up in the yard by a skinhead while inmates cheered for bragging about banging white women. Beating the Black sources say that OJ went to the infirmary and was afraid to leave his jail cell for 3 weeks.
Yes, sir.
TMZ reported yesterday that it was all rumors, and when OJ was told, he laughed. I don't know, man. OJ, he got that reputation as a killer in jail. That shit go a long way.
Yeah, but at the same time, they also said that they ain't heard nothing from that boy in 3 weeks. Nobody heard, or, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, them boys say they hide out in the infirmary for 3 weeks, man. That's feasible. Till he made them payments or whatever he had to do, you know what I'm saying?
But who said he hid out in the infirmary, though? This is OJ, Juice.
I'm saying he hid out in the infirmary. Man.
I don't know.
OJ hard when it comes to little white women. You know what I'm saying?
He murdered the shit out of them.
A little white man and a little white woman. He murdered the shit out of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The dude he got in jail from stealing trying to take back his memorabilia. He wasn't no big dude. You know what I'm saying? And I had to say he was in the other descent.
Yeah, then too, them white boys he was hanging around pumped his head up, man. Yeah, you know how that shit go. Come on, man, you're the Juice. This is fucking Vegas, all right? We're gonna go downstairs, all right? We're gonna take your shit, all right? All right, you're the fucking Juice. You hear me? Hold on, let me skip this line. Hold on. You're the Juice, all right?
Uh-huh. Now let them work. If they done went to the bottoms with that, man. Nah, Juice wouldn't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's fucked up. They were the first one in court. It was Mr. Orenthal that actually went down there, and it was all his idea. Sir, I was just there as a witness to the crime that Orenthal James committed.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the nigga last name. Is it James or Johnson?
I don't know. We all know who you're talking about. Yeah.
In court, his name was Orenthal. But I hope it's not true. I mean, I don't really want to hear about him. I'm tired of hearing about him anyway. But, man, he used to be a fucking legend, man.
Man, that legend status went down with the white Bronco. He was a legend after he got off. But then when he went to jail for theft, that all, you know what I'm saying?
Basically, I was done with his ass when he came out with the book, Had I Would, I Could, I Should Have Killed Her. Motherfucker.
Wait a minute. Hold on. If I would have killed her, it would have went like this.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Now, what that award you win when you write good books?
What do you mean? Bestseller?
Yeah, bestseller. Why that boy got a bestseller's award for that damn book?
Because, you know how many snitches was reading that shit? You know how many fucking investigators was looking for an angle? They been gunning for OJ. Been gunning for his ass. He the one that didn't recognize that they was gunning for his ass. Everybody knew that but him. And as the black community, we stopped fucking with him.
Yeah. He was on Dave Chappelle's show. We traded him off. We took
Smooth Michael traded Jackson. His ass off. Nigga gonna he just like Michael. Nigga gonna be all he in the spotlight and he doing this and that, you know, and just like how niggas get, you know, motherfucker get a little bit of money, they don't wanna fuck with nobody. Soon as he get in trouble, Michael Jackson wanna run to Islam, fucking OJ wanna run to Jesse Jackson and all of them and well, I'm innocent, y'all know I'm innocent, I'm the juice. No, sir. I think they dead at motherfucking Cochran ass. I'm just that skeptical. He was letting too many niggas off.
But I say, if it don't fit, you must have quit.
For real. And he gotta go. And that bring up that the motherfucking doctor from Acres Home.
Yeah, we already know that boy was crooked when that boy got off of the drink case in Houston.
That nigga from Houston, baby. He from H-Town.
Yeah. You remember that when it's he so got many... off of the drink case?
Yeah. It's so many dirty pharmacies out here, man, and I ain't trying to dry snitch, but they don't call this the city of Serb for nothing, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't think he's finna do anytime. You want to know why?
I don't think he is either.
Because Michael had to go. Michael's fortune became worth more than him. And Michael was unstable. And not to say that it was done maliciously. I'm not going to put it out there like that yet. But it wasn't a real big stank when he died. I mean, true enough, they went through the motions, but everybody got a piece of Michael's fortune. Everything was open once he died.
Yeah.
Hell, Joe Jackson was talking about starting another record company when they was interviewing him about Mike with his cold-blooded ass.
Yeah. Yeah, whenever, what was it, the Beatles, they bought the rights to? Bought the rights to?
Yep.
Whenever you could buy the Beatles rights, man, what, the Beatles was the number one selling boy band ever?
I don't think they were a boy band per se. They were part of the counterculture revolution of the 70s.
And I'm going to call it a boy band, the early boy band.
All right. But hey, shit, I'm rolling with you, baby. But I'm saying that where they came from is they basically defined an era. And the thing was that, well, I'm not gonna get all of to the statistics of it. But my thing was back then, because of World War I and World War II, the American population became younger as a whole. That's why back then they allowed people 18 to 21 to vote. And that's why people was going against the war, because it was a whole bunch of fucking youngsters. That's why they have people called the baby boomers. Because they gave the baby boomers, basically, was when America started coming out the Depression and the wars, nigga. That's America, baby. When a war happened, we get paid. That's why we love Warren.
Yeah. Well, we don't get paid. Big business get paid.
I mean, yeah, you know, the economy supposedly does better.
Big business do good. The little man, you know what I'm saying, and the poor people, you mid-class and on down, you know what I'm saying, it be tough on you because everything, you know what I'm saying, go up.
Yeah. Man, speaking of things doing, I had a fucking segue, Doc. I had a segue, I forgot it. Look, speaking of people doing better than me, not necessarily doing better, but fucking, I can't help but want to be like them motherfuckers. Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. What about old Charlie boy?
Suspect got caught with a brick of cocaine, a briefcase of cocaine, with a hotel of alleged hookers. Don't that sound like a doughboy getting popped at like a 24-hour?
Yo, hold on, wait a minute. He got in trouble again? Yeah. Didn't they just say it? They busted into that man's house and he had a brick like a cake?
Hey, this a normal night for Charlie Sheen.
Man, this boy tripping.
This nigga is bawling. You understand me? Now, I'm hating on him because I'm like, man, how is y'all gonna let that man get away with all that shit? When if I would have got caught with a motherfucking OZ nigga, I'd have been in jail. But
you'd have been there for a minute too.
I still be going through processing right now, probably. But then and then CBS didn't lose any endorsements for the show. The $2.5 million.
Yeah.
No endorsements. He getting caught with bricks of cocaine, man. Hookers, nigga. Tiger Woods smash two white girls, get caught. Gillette leave, BMW leave. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit that pissed me off.
You say two, man. It was what, nine? But the reason why, the reason why Tiger, you know what I'm saying, all that stuff left, Tiger was on them roids, man.
Nah.
Tiger was hitting them roids. Man, I believe all that was a cover up, bro, to get, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, it wouldn't come out that Tiger was on them roids.
I still think I could whoop Tiger's ass right now.
Man, Tiger big marshmallow.
His wife beat him with a golf club. How you saying he on roids?
That don't mean nothing. He a big marshmallow. You ain't never seen nobody that was all cut up and swole, but, you know what I'm saying, wouldn't bust a grape.
I ain't never seen Tiger cut up and swole, though.
Man, Tiger blew up, man. Tiger like 250, man. Cut up, swole. But he didn't come in playing golf like that. Tiger was skinny.
Is that why he can't play golf right now? Because he cut up and swole, he keep over swinging?
No, he can't play golf right now because mentally he ain't there. He thinking he need the roids or whatever he thinking he need.
Every time the camera cut off, he can just swear they calling him a nigga or something.
Uh-huh.
Cheater! But I'm saying, this fool here, and then my homeboy on Twitter, Ricardo G, he say Charlie Sheen was his hero. Fuck all that. Because Brie Olsen, and I'm guessing Brie Olsen is like a top porn star to white people.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen had an orgy with her and two other porn stars. Like, this nigga grow porn stars out of his condo. Like weed, nigga.
Damn.
Just die already. Nah, I'm just jealous, man. Hot Shots was a good movie, I ain't gonna lie. Hot Shots and Hot Shots Part D. That was a good movie. Oh, he was in Wall Street too, man. Another good movie. I can't knock him for that.
Charlie Sheen was in Wall Street?
Yeah.
Man, you show.
For sure. He was the dude that Michael Douglas was getting mixed up in. He was the dude that was in the star. Charlie Sheen was in Wall Street, man.
Man, I just watched this movie a couple days ago.
You watched Wall Street too?
Man, I watched Wall Street 1. Hold on, let me find my.
He on the cover. He on the cover.
Playing with these people, man. You lucky it don't say. It just say Wall Street.
What are you doing? I'm finna get him an interlude.
Money never sleeps, see? There you go. You heard me?
What?
It's Wall Street, money never sleeps.
That's part two.
Oh. Tell me something then. I need to see part one. That part two was off the chain.
Part one was with Charlie. It was Charlie Sheen and Michael Douglas, and Charlie Sheen got caught up in his world, and like Charlie Sheen had a girlfriend that Michael Douglas sent to him, but come to find out she was a high paid hooker, and like it was, he was cheating on his stocks and all that shit. And then he had like, the thing of the movie was he had like the big ass cell, he had the cell phone on the beach. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like 20 years ago, son. I mean, that motherfucker was big as my leg, but it was a cell phone.
But so you ain't know nothing about that.
Shit, nah. I thought you had to be doing big business to have a cell phone like that. That's why they made it a point when he got out of jail in the new one that they gave him that same fucking cell phone. But I'm telling you, watch Wall Street 1, man. It's a good movie.
I'm about to check it out.
Yeah, my little girl got me into American Idol again.
Oh, Lord.
I'm ashamed to say it, but I'm going to say it to y'all because y'all my people. And I'm Randy Jackson, he's starting to be like the Simon of the show. Because everybody remember him rejecting them last year. So they not worried about J-Lo and what's dude name from Aerosmith? Steven Tyler. They not worried about him because they figured, you know, that they not really part of it.
Yeah.
And I like it, but Steven Tyler, I don't know, man. That nigga be staring at them little girls like he want to hump them right there.
He probably do.
They need to check under that table, man. That nigga probably got a raging motherfucking hard on right there. For real. So y'all watch Steven Tyler, please. Make sure he don't fuck one of them 16-year-olds. Please. I'm telling y'all. I'm not going to have my daughter watch the show if you keep acting like that. I'm just saying.
Boy, I say get over it, man. Boy, I say if Stafford, Matthew, what is his name?
Who that?
For the Jets.
Rodgers?
For the Jets.
Oh.
If he could date a 17-year-old, why he can't?
Man, that nigga, 10 years old. You can see the grades on him, and that's what it is. He getting to that nasty old man age. I pray I don't get like that when I'm old, man. I can't see it though, but like that barely teen, barely legal. That shit don't turn me on, man.
Nah, it really don't. Nigga want a grown ass woman.
Tell you the truth, Asian women, a lot of Asian women don't either. If you don't have the body parts, man, if a woman don't have the body parts and she has like a frame that's kind of like me, I don't consider that sexy.
Yeah. Look like a damn kid.
That's what, huh? You preach it to the choir, my man, because I want some ass. I want some tits ass.
Yes, sir.
And the rest of society do. That's why it's in such high demand. And that's why, and motherfuckers, you know, they can say whatever they want about black women, but ain't nothing like a nice ass on a woman. Nothing like some nice titties, a well-developed body.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That shit don't turn me on with... Motherfucker got some A cups and a pancake booty and her face is pretty. I'm not trying to fuck her face. Matter of fact, if I do fuck her face, I want it to look as ugly as possible. I'm skeeting on it. I'm pushing on it. Bitch, you finna look nasty tonight.
Damn. Well, I mean, and that's it.
And that's what it is. And that's going to do it for us this week, man.
Thank y'all for listening.
Thank y'all for listening. I'm in the new man cave. Looking good. I'm going to be, I already have the double mic set up. I'm going to try to talk Spencer into coming over here and record in person so he could actually hear the sound clips when I play them. But I couldn't do the show without my boy. So thank you, Spence. I appreciate it.
Thank you. See you. I enjoy it.
For real. And we're going to holler at y'all next week. Won't be no drama, no motherfucking pressure, because we got the studio now, baby. We finna come full steam. I said we was coming full steam before, but I was bullshitting. This time, we coming full motherfucking speed. Yes, I have been drinking.
Hey! Well, you know, we all need a little nightcap every now and then.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
All right, Obama, calm down.
Here.
Obama told me I was ignorant because I drank too much and I talked in the podcast. He be all right.
Okay.
Man, I had the top dog thing for us this week, too. Hold on, y'all listen to the growl. This is going to be the new growl. Oh, wait, nah, that wasn't loud enough. Hold on. Hold on. All right, here go the new growl. Yeah. And I had, Hold on. I had this song right here ready for us. There we go. All right, we're going to see y'all next week.
We out of there.
Yep. Since the nigga worked so hard for it, we finna give Miss Parker's son an outro. This is his song that he put his mama on blast for. Peace. We see y'all next week.
Yo, I guess it's time to bring the hurt. Look like a fool and after really burnt. I'ma show you how I gets turned. Run shit in space, call me Captain Kirk. Got my whole crew and we jumping in light speed. Cut your feet off, watch you run like brown bees. Swagger so fly, sit back and sip my tea. Got your bitch unlocked with no key. She really feeling on the brother low key.
Taking off her boots and starting knocking.
Running my production game, that's my shit. Light skinned boy can't make your next number one hit. Banging beats in the trunk and you know it's real. Send me a check in the mail for 1 mil.